All right, as we cut away, Mark was asking us, go ahead, pose the question again, Mark.
Right, so at the moment, we're looking at Man United, Man City. They're leading the league already. Doesn't look like anyone can catch them.
Yep.
I'm a massive NFL fan, love it.
Mm-hmm. And who are you rooting for again?
The New England Patriots.
Ah, gotcha. All right.
Wonderful side.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought everyone needs to evolve. I'm a traditionalist for the most part. Imagine if we had a playoff system. The top eight sides just went into a seeded kind of 1-8. And I think it would make the Premier League really exciting. Cut out the Capital One Cup.
Would one game each? Just one game, winner moves on? Or would you do an aggregate sort of home and home?
Oh, I don't know. You'd probably have to do a home and away. I mean, I like the idea of the higher seed being at home and then just having a one knockout game. Because at the moment, you already know who the champions are. Or you already know who the contenders are. And the contenders are one or two or three teams. That's kind of it. And I talk to people about NFL and I'm like, dude, you've got eight teams who could potentially, 8 to 10 to possibly even 12 teams who could compete for the Champions League.
Yeah. For the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. My mother-in-law was calling me at the time. It was honest.
I understand. That's scary. I look at that. I mean, how much time does soccer, you know, do these teams have off?
It's very,
right now.
Yeah.
They have like a month and a half before the season starts again. You're going to play another.
They have a 2.5 month break.
That's not a lot.
They end middle of May or the 20th of May.
So many tournaments, though. I mean, there's so many side tournaments that are going on.
But if you just cut out the Capital One Cup, just cut that out completely, and then you had one round knockout games at the end, it's never going to happen because...
But if you cut out the Capital One Cup, you would have lost games like that barn burner between Leeds and Chelsea yesterday. That 5-1.
I mean, Torres was loving that when he's like, oh, finally, I'm allowed to score. But no, I it would never happen. I just think that it would open it up and allow teams to get a bit more income, because at the moment you've got a few teams who are just monopolizing the league. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and your other teams like your West Hams and your Stokes or whatever, they can't compete. And at the moment, because it's a league system, the cream always rises. And you look at it and you look at the Giants last year, the Patriots were a much better side than the Giants. In 2007, the Patriots were a much better side than the Giants. But it's not always the best team that wins. It's sometimes the luckiest team that wins.
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, it just gives everybody an opportunity to compete.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I will say this. I'm generally for playoffs and not for, you know, the system that the Premier League employs now. But if you were to go to that system, then you would not in any way have the drama that you finished last season with. And I know that's like a once in a 20-year sort of thing.
Right.
But that drama will carry with the people who saw it forever. I mean, to me, that was the most drama-filled afternoon of sport. I mean, that was the greatest sports theater I've ever seen. And they did the TV guys did a great job covering it back and forth, seeing everything going on in, where was United? Stoke, I think they were playing. Or Sunderland. They were playing in Sunderland. Mm-hmm. You saw everything there. You know, everyone on that field realized, oh man, we're actually going to win this. And then you flip it and see you see Mancini losing his damn mind on the sideline with anger. And then they score two goals and the tables completely flip. You had the relegation battle going on too. Tottenham trying to fight to stay in fourth to then eventually not make the Champions League.
Well, and then you get Ferguson. Excuse me. You get Ferguson just losing his mind because United lost on goal differential. They lost the title on goal differential. So now you see them, they're just running up the score on everyone. They're trying to score as many as possible. There's no way that's ever going to happen on Fergie's watch again.
So it's like, is one crazy drama-filled afternoon in like 20 years worth worth a bunch of finishes where it is in the last week you already know, all right, well, United can't get caught. They can lose every game by 40. Doesn't matter. They're still going to be champions.
Well, but I don't think it's just I don't think that's just the trade-off there, because I think if you go to this playoff system, that you're going to have a decline in some of the games toward the end of the season, the league season, just the regular league games, you're going to have a decline because some of the top teams, once they know that they have, like the teams that are fourth or fifth, they're going to start resting players. You know, your Spurs, Everton, they're going to start resting players for the tournament because it really doesn't matter.
But if it was a one-leg game, just a one-off game, and they would get home field advantage, the higher the seed that they
that
are.
That would be. I think that would work. But I think you'd have to do that just because of the time off.
Yeah.
But I think that would work. Here's an idea. If you went to a playoff at the top, you'd have to go to a playoff at the bottom. And it's just a single elimination tournament. And then as soon as you lose, like in Dark Knight Rises, where the Bane in the field just collapses, you have to stand on the field if you lose, and the field just collapses underneath you, and that you're relegated now.
And you're Mark Graydon sitting in the stands of a collapsed West Ham stadium, and you've just been relegated again for the fifth time in your life.
Of like a brand new, right? Brand yep. new collapsed.
Brand new Olympic stadium right. collapse.
See, this is the problem. You're focusing on how bad it feels when your team gets relegated. Think about how great it feels when they get promoted. Think about that.
It was good. We beat the mighty Blackpool in a playoff, mm-hmm. and there was three of us in the bar watching the game.
See, but imagine if you and Blackpool were both in the Champions League, or not Champions League. I know. Don't temper your expectations, Mark. If you were both in the Premier League and you know, West Ham win in a 1-0 barn burner to avoid relegation, and then the field just swallows Blackpool whole, and you're in the stands watching that.
Well, that's just a different form of entertainment, and I mean, there's always room for that. Funny enough, West Ham, in the last really close one, beat Manchester United last game of the season, or drew with Manchester United. Man United just needed to win, and we was already relegated. So honestly, Man United had something like, I don't know, 38 shots on goal, and we had the mighty Ludek McClusko in goal. He was an absolute legend, the cat.
Ludek McClusko?
Yeah, Ludo.
That's a real name?
We used to call him Ludo. And you know Labyrinth? Have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
You know the big, what's his name? Ludo or whatever his name is? The big monster in the swamp?
Labyrinth?
Yep, he looked like him.
What's that on the 1 to 10?
Labyrinth? Easy 8.
It's an 8?
Well, you got David Bowie in that, right?
David Bowie, instant 7 anyway.
I mean, it's clearly the best David Bowie
Jennifer
movie
Connelly?
Out there. Was that Jennifer Connelly?
Yep.
Are we sure?
You guys have lost your minds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
Labyrinth.
And it's got Muppets in.
Labyrinth with Muppets, David Bowie, and Jennifer Connelly is an 8, but The Rock's a 4?
Well, and look, I'm not saying Labyrinth is any, you know, I'm not saying it's a dark crystal. You know, I'm not saying that, but.
Do you know there's a lot of people I see in the general world that I think look like a character out of Dark Crystal?
That's not a good thing.
No, and a lot of time I've said, he looks like someone out of Dark Crystal. And everyone's like, what are you talking about?
There's like 4 people in the world who know what you're talking about, right? And they were all in Dark Crystal.
Andre Arshavin could be in Dark Crystal.
Because he's roughly
like
the same height as a
he
as
looks
a puppet.
Like a Muppet. He does. He could be in Labyrinth anyway.
Wow.
We digress.
Can't believe you guys don't think The Rock is a decent film.
We're not going back to this, Joe. No, it's not happening.
Because you're wrong, Jeff.
Old Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. It's just a terrible combination.
Ed Harris. I keep coming back to Ed Harris. He's an automatic 7.
The only good movie Ed Harris has been in is Truman Show. Under Siege. Was he in Under Siege?
He was in Apollo 13.
No, he was not in that. He was in Apollo 13. He was in Milk Money, which is highly underrated.
Abyss?
Yeah. For Abyss?
Yeah, it was okay. The graphics at the time were pretty good. Graphics.
the graphics. This movie was like 1984, whenever the hell
I know,
it came
I've become
out.
My dad all of a sudden. I'm like, yes. Oh, look at that. And is that a computer game? Yeah.
All right. We went off the rails. What were we talking? Oh, by the way, I wanted to touch on this, actually, because we have like a minute and a half before we got to get out of here. Lionel Messi, greatest ever? Yes or no? Broke a... I'm blanking on the guy's name. Who's
Gert Müller?
Thank you for goals in a calendar year. Greatest ever? No, is that aggressive?
It has to come down to him and Pele. I mean, that those are the two that are in the argument, right? Is there anyone else you would throw into that argument?
I think Maradona was way better than Pele. Pele just happened to be on the greatest national side ever, so won 3 World Cups.
What about Luton McCluskey? Is he up there?
It's Ludo McClusko.
Well, my apologies.
he had a moment, but no.
Yeah, but the play that Maradona is most, you know, well known for is illegal.
No, I would say it's the goal after that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm an Englishman, so the hand of God was terrible. So, but right. you look at what certain players do, and Pele was fantastic, but he was in an era where he was by far the best player in his era. But it's when you start looking at people like, is Michael Jordan better than Wilt Chamberlain? Wilt Chamberlain was probably more dominant in his league than Michael Jordan was in his. Like, just because he was leagues above, him and Bill Russell were leagues above everyone else. But I just think it was in a period he was playing. Lionel Messi at this age is the best player, I think, ever at 26 years old.
Well, and
he's achieved more at that age.
And there is the kind of, in sports just in general, not just here, but there is that inclination to talk about the things that are going on now as the greatest ever and kind of discount some of the older stuff. But kind of as a side note, I don't know if you can actually do this, but I kind of feel bad for Cristiano Ronaldo. I really do. Is it
overshadowed
possible?
By Matt?
I mean, is it even possible to feel bad for Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, that's what
Ronaldo?
I was saying. Like, no, it's not. Yeah, right. I went brain dead for a second.
I might feel bad for him if he didn't do his hair at halftime. Yeah. Like, if he wasn't that kind of a guy, I might be like, oh, Ronaldo. But then he's like, yeah, no, you're kind of a...
That is the word you're thinking, isn't it?
I wasn't going to say it, but there it is, yeah.
No, you're absolutely right about all of that. But he's a phenomenal player. And he's just not even close to the best player. And regardless of, Ferguson came out recently and said that he's equivalent, that he and Messi are the two best and that they need to be talked about together. I don't know about that.
No, me neither. I actually think Messi is by far the best player I've ever seen. Not only does he score the most goals in the league, and he's 5'6", so he's not exactly like scoring poaches, headers and tap-ins. He's not really doing any of this. Mm-hmm. He's creating a lot of his own goals. He gets so many assists as well. And you look at it, everyone's saying he's only getting it because he's on the Barcelona side, like anyone who wants to argue the point. But it's not like he's playing the point man and doing a Mario Gomez tap-in. I don't mean this against Der Bomber. I had to get a quick punch in there. But people will say about Gerd Müller that he was a goal scorer. He's an out-and-out goal scorer. Mm-hmm. Messi does everything. Every time he gets the ball, it's like, oh, my God, he's doing it again. Oh, my God, he's creating assists. He just runs the show. I've never known anyone like
that. That's actually because I'm a Colts fan. And, back in the Peyton Manning heyday, every time he would throw an incompletion, it was shocking. Like every time he dropped back to pass, you just assumed it was going to be complete. And that's kind of how it is with Messi. He gets the ball, and if he messes up, you're like, whoa, whoa.
You're obviously not talking about Peyton Manning in a playoff. You're meaning Peyton Manning regular season.
Here we go.
Worst, what is it, 500 record in the playoff?
I don't know. Tom Brady's, what's his record in the last two Super Bowls?
Ooh.
he's been in five.
Right. I'm talking about the last two.
since they stopped, since they stopped cheating.
Jealousy is a horrible thing. Let it go.
All right, that is Manchester United West Ham fan Mark Graydon, the soccer coordinator manager of Wolf's Beer Garden and the owner of the Old English, both on Broadway in Albany. You should check them out. Mark, appreciate it, man. Thank you for coming.
Happy holidays and Boxing Day down at Wolf's Beer Garden. We've got a full calendar. It's going to be on a Wednesday, 10 o'clock. We've got three games, 12:30 and 2:30. It's huge.
Who celebrates Boxing Day?
The English. It's where the royal family get together and they box.
It's a festivus for the rest of us. Dr. Jeffrey Sandler, Timmy T's Tea and Cake Times. Jeff, thank you, man, for coming in.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
All right, we're out. Check us out. At some point, we'll get the crew back together and we'll talk a little more soccer. It's Cover 2 at 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio.